This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
This episode is brought to you by La Quinta by Wyndham. Your work can take you all over the place, like Texas. You've never been, but it's going to be great because you're staying at La Quinta by Wyndham. Their free bright side breakfast will give you energy for the day ahead. And after, you can unwind using their free high-speed Wi-Fi. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book your stay today at LQ.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey gang, thanks for listening to Marriage Therapy Radio. I'm Zach, I'm here with Laura. We're talking today about fight or flight. What happens when your pulse is just up there and you feel like you're in danger? What are you supposed to do? What are your options? What does it mean if you feel like you're in danger or you're unsafe? It's a cool conversation. As always, stick around.
Getting all the coughs out. Get them all out.
Yep. That was actually recorded. I recorded that one.
You did. It's coronavirus.
Oh, don't say that.
I won't. I will say though that when we traveled to Hawaii, I got a cough and it's still in me. I still like have this weird, but I didn't have, a fever. So that's how I was like, oh, it's just a cough, but we are in the midst of it. It's like Seattle and Oregon are getting hit hard with it. I literally just read an email from my kid's school and all it is saying the same thing. Wash your freaking hands, people. Wash for 20 seconds and use soap.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's insane. I mean, my kids are, it's so weird. Cause you don't like, I've never really panicked about stuff before. And you know, it's hard to understand exactly what information you should care about and what information you shouldn't. And, you know, everything around here is getting canceled. So it's kind of crazy.
Yeah. My mom is a school teacher and she was saying basically like, I think we're going to cancel school. Like schools are dropping like flies. Like, all right, early retirement for you, Ma. Anyway, I'm going to run 10 miles on Saturday and I'll let you know how it goes. But the 9 miles last week went really, really well, but I don't want to get too confident. I want to go in feeling like, oh no, can I do this? And then I want to feel really surprised when I crush it.
Why are you doing this? Are you training for something?
Yeah, I'm training for a half. I'm actually going to say it to lock myself in emotionally and with all of our listeners and say, I am going to run the Bend, Oregon half marathon in April. So I still have about a month and a half to train.
Right on. Yeah. Half marathon is my favorite distance to run.
Yeah, that's what you said. Yeah. Yesterday I was running next to a gentleman who was maybe in his like early 60s and he was pushing me. We were running around the track and he's 6'5", giant man of like very like a Clydesdale of a man. And he's kicking my butt and we ran eight minute miles. That's fast. And that's only because of him. I ran a minute and a half faster than I felt comfortable doing because I had my Clydesdale next to me.
That is fast.
It is. Yeah. Hey, can I just mention this? You guys, Zach and I'm in a great mood, by the way. I've been taking my vitamin B. We are just going to go ahead and announce. We're super excited. We're going to be doing some live events, live virtual events, that is, coming up. So I'm just going to tell you about them now and you'll hear more about them. But our first one's coming up. It's Tuesday. So Tuesday, April 21st, 9 a.m., and if you can't make that one, then we have Thursday, April 23rd, 4:30 p.m. And this is Pacific Standard Time. So if you're not a morning person, we have an evening time and it's going to be a live event and we're going to be teaching and interacting with you and we'll give you more details. But I just wanted you to know that's coming on the horizon. Get stoked, get excited because I'm on fire about it. Mm-hmm. I got it. I got sparked with excitement.
There you go. Mark your calendars now.
Your calendars. Okay.
You won't want to miss it. yeah. Cool.
You want to bring up what we're talking about?
Well, I was waiting for you to say something about when you were running around the track, your pulse got really high and you wanted to. Yeah.
Yeah. And, I kept checking my new watch that my husband got for me for Christmas. Thank you, honey. To see like what my heart rate was at. And I would say my resting heart rate is typically like in the 70s. Do you know what yours is, Zach?
It's probably a little bit lower than that. I think it's around like 62.
Okay. I just went to the doctor recently and I know like I was in the 70s and that felt low to me. But first of all, it's good to know what your resting heart rate is. And this is our segue because we had a listener that had written in and had basically said, hey, guys, I know that when you go into basically that fight or flight mode, when you are in maybe like a toxic conversation with your partner or a disagreement that's gone awry and your heart rate reaches up and over 100 beats per minute, that is when you go into fight or flight. And there's a whole lot of things why it's hard for you to be in fight or flight and then also try and have a meaningful conversation with your partner. But this listener is saying, I get that, but I just wanted to let you know for about 6 months now, my heart rate has been up and over 100 beats per minute. Like perpetually, it's just kind of there, it's stuck. And so our listener was just asking a little bit about that. Like, is it possible to just be in perpetual fight or flight? And I thought it would be interesting to kind of recap on what happens when you go into fight or flight, what might be some signs or symptoms. And then also, is this a real thing? Like, is she experiencing, I don't know what you would call it, like chronic stress, chronic fight or flight. So I wanted to chat with you about that and have our listeners listen to us chat about it.
Yeah, no, it's a bizarre thing actually. And it makes me, I mean, first of all, we should say that we're not doctors. We don't know anything
exactly
about
right.
Like what we're actually talking about here. But it makes me kind of wonder like, what would be the cause of that for her? And does it just shift the baseline, right? It's like, you know, if her heart rate is just high, is it the same as somebody having gray hair or somebody having a, you know, I don't know, you know, a pinky that's out of whack or something? I have this client and I can't, when he's in here, I can't take my eyes off of his pinkies because
like, oh no!
If you can imagine, like putting your hand, like just holding your hand and all your fingers together, then when his pinky like doesn't go together, it's like out. It's like
oh yeah, yeah.
It's like at a weird wonky angle. Anyway, I'm just saying, like it's not necessarily that it's wrong. It's just other, right? It's other than
right.
Typical. So that would be my first question about this woman: is it just does she have a different baseline than everybody else? Which means we have to sort of start in a different place. But go ahead.
I mean, that is the question, right? Like what is your baseline? And the reason why I'm concerned is because it's a difference. She said it's been about 6 months and it's not like I'm getting flooded faster. Cause that's definitely a thing. I find that oftentimes if you're experiencing, let's just say like an increase in baseline stress, like maybe your job, like, oh man, accountants right now. So if you're an accountant, you're probably stressed out from, I don't know, maybe March until July or March until June. You have like your busy season. And so your overall stress level is getting raised. And then let's say like you get home and the dog is barking and jumping up on you and your kids are demanding attention and your wife is pissed off. And you might emotionally flood faster because you're already at that heightened stress level. So what you might be experiencing is a faster flood and it might take you a little bit longer to come back down to that regular consistent heartbeat. But what this gal is saying is that she's been at a raised heart rate all the time. It's just for hours and hours and hours and hours and hours during the day, her heart rate is up and over 100 beats per minute and is kind of wondering about this. And she's given us some clues too about her relationship, what's going on in her life. sorry to cut you off, Zach. Did you have something that you were going to share?
No, I just think, you know, again, there's so many variables here. And I think the thing that we kind of need to start with is you don't necessarily go into fight or flight, right? You go into what's called diffuse physiological arousal. You go into this place that your body then decides whether to fight or flee. And I think one of the, and then what's the other one? The new one is like fight, freeze. Flight, or freeze. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I think, you know, what's really required here is patience enough to figure out whether or not you're really in danger, right? Like, your body says, I'm in danger. And so maybe we act out, maybe we fight back, or maybe we run away. But what's required is this ability to pause long enough to go, because I'm feeling attacked doesn't mean I'm actually being attacked. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Or does it mean that? You know, I think that that's the piece that is, particularly for this woman, if she's in this kind of constant state, it's going to require a little bit more vigilance about whether or not she's really feeling, you know, threatened or like she needs to protect herself.
So she gave some clues, and this was interesting because one of the clues that she gave is, hey, so my heart rate's been up and over 100 beats per minute perpetually for the last 6 months. Coincidentally, my relationship has not been on solid ground for about the last 6 months. Maybe it was kind of at this perpetual state of roommate syndrome. And then in the last 6 months, something changed. And that's what I'm looking at is like, what has shifted or changed in the last 6 months where your heart rate is not going back down to your original baseline? And is it healthy? Should I be concerned about this? The thing that you had mentioned, which I really like, is the word of safety. Like when I don't feel safe, then my body starts to register. My mind starts to register. I need to fight or I need to flee. And I'm imagining that maybe she doesn't feel like she's in danger, like physical danger. Like she's not in a dangerous relationship or partner, you know, they're not combative with one another. But emotionally, I oftentimes find that people don't feel safe because if you think about Maslow's hierarchy of needs, if you don't have that sense of belonging and you don't have that sense of feeling like you're loved and cared for, that can rock your hierarchy of needs. And absolutely, you can begin to feel like you're unsafe. You're on unsafe ground. And if that doesn't cause your heart rate to go up, I don't know what would. If you're feeling like, I don't know where my next meal is, I don't know where or when I'm going to be able to have a place to put my head and feel safe and secure in under a shelter. These are all part of Maslow's hierarchy of needs. And that safety is really compromised when you're experiencing these relational difficulties that you haven't before.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin, or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
Families have a lot going on. Let Ollie help manage the mental load with new cognitive health supplements for everyone 4 and up, like delicious Ollie Focus Pops or Ollie Mellow Pops for kids. And for parents, try 3 new Brainy Chews to help you focus, chill out, or get energized. Find these cognitive health buddies for the whole fam at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Yeah, right on. The dude's name is Maslow.
I was saying Maslov.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think it's because it's Maslovian. I don't know, but yeah. Maslow. Thank you.
Yeah. You're welcome. No, but I think you're right. And these days, like we don't have a lot of, at least people who are equipped to listen to podcasts, they're not probably worried about the roof over their head, right? They're not trying to deal with these like really basic needs, but our bodies still cue in when we feel like we're not you know, it's different. Like our bodies are, and our minds and our souls are all combined, but our bodies sometimes, you know, inform our minds. And that's where I think your mind has to have enough, like sort of awareness to pay attention to what's going on. And am I really in danger? The other thing about this idea of safety, I have people in my office, they say, well, I'm afraid, or I don't feel safe. And I'm like, what are you afraid of? Like, are you, what is it that you're, because a lot of times we experience this fear or this thing, this lack of safety, but it's not actually real. Or when we start talking about it, I would call it like a neurotic fear, right? Not an actual fear. And so I'm a big advocate for taking a break and just going, hold on a second. Did I tell you my new favorite metaphor about the guy on the castle wall? Did I tell you this one yet?
No, You're the king of metaphors, so go for it.
No, it's the same thing, right? Like, so the world needs people who are heightened, right? We need people who are defensive and who are on sort of on the wall. But if you're on the wall of this castle and you hear rustling in the woods, it's not your job to immediately fire arrows into the woods, right? It's your job to pay attention to whether or not maybe it's a herd of elk that is just like passing by, or maybe
something
it's a,
pay attention to,
or maybe it's an invading army. Maybe it's a zombie army, who knows, but you don't like hear something that triggers you and then immediately start reacting, fighting, you know, you listen closer, right? You look through your binoculars, or you call your friend over and say, hey, do you hear that? You know? And I think that's what the skill is when you go into DPA or when you go into fight or flight. Do you have enough patience to really vet the experience and see what's what?
You just, it just made me think a lot about this listener and how she's interpreting the stress of the relationship, like the what if scenarios, like the disaster scenario that maybe she's telling herself when we're in a hard place, when our relationship goes from maybe not just roommate syndrome, where I'm lonely and disconnected from my partner, but now I feel contempt from my partner. Like my partner doesn't even care for me, doesn't like me, says that they are disinterested, unattracted, doesn't know, maybe they're just living with you out of convenience. And these are actual verbal things that your partner is saying to you. I guess I would ask, what is the story I'm telling myself if this relationship were to end? Or what is the story I'm telling myself that if there's a person, a human being in this world who has these negative feelings towards me and is supposed to be my person, what does that say about me? It's the meaning that we give to a situation that oftentimes determines how we feel or how we interact with that information. Like two people could have very different reactions when their partner comes to them and says, I don't love you. I'm not attracted to you. I never will be attracted to you. I'm with you out of convenience. Two very different people would interpret that information differently, and it would then impact the way that they interact with that information. And so I guess what I'm trying to say is that this is a great time to go see an individual therapist for this listener to help you sort through the meaning that you make of this information. Because I think what she's probably doing is she's in a pretty vicious cycle and telling herself some pretty awful things. And so she's hearing and interpreting her partner's reaction to her in a certain way that's keeping her physiologically aroused to the point where she's in DPA.
Yeah.
Just some thoughts.
Yeah. I mean, that's gotta be, I mean, it's also gotta be, I don't know, it's probably just not good for your heart. You know, you might need to go take some blood pressure medicine or something.
Well, I mean,
again,
that's just,
I'm not a doctor.
Well, I'm not either. And I'm actually a little frustrated that the response that her doctor gave her, again, you guys, we are not medical professionals, but if you go from having a resting heart rate of 68 beats per minute, and now you are at 100 beats per minute from 9 a.m. until 10 p.m., hello, how are your adrenals doing? How is your blood pressure doing? How is like your body? How are you sleeping? Because if you're not getting sleep because of all of these, the stress that you're experiencing, then your body doesn't get a chance to actually replenish and rejuvenate and rest. I feel like that would be a massive, massive issue. But I also think that we are so used to chronic stress in the United States that it's not a cause for concern. especially if it's only been in the last 6 months. Not a cause for concern with medical doctors. How about that?
Yeah.
So what to do? See an individual therapist. Let's work on that. I would be asking myself the question too, if your partner is saying things to you, like, I mean, Zach, what would you tell if a woman walked into your office and said, this is what my partner's saying to me. They aren't attracted to me. They don't love me. And they're only with me out of convenience. What would you say to that person?
I would say it's probably time for you to start thinking about your options. I mean, the reality is that anyone who says that stuff out loud is sort of volunteering contempt, right? They're saying, hey, this is, it's like they're not even providing the option for a healthy relationship. And mm-hmm. The other thing I might say is, well, all right, why don't you get him in here? Let me see if I can talk to him and see what's going on for him. Because, the other thing is, I don't think anybody who loves and respects themselves is going to voluntarily say, you suck. You, mm-hmm. my partner who I love, I want you to know that I intentionally want you to feel small. And so for me, it's more like, let's see what's going on for them. Cause maybe they're dysregulated, maybe they have some kind of issue going on that's really shame or depression or anxiety, or maybe they're drunk or whatever, like who knows. But I think my inclination is always to collect more data.
Oh boy. I mean, this was a listener question. So I really appreciate you guys. We have something new that for listeners, when you send in your questions, keep it, this is for my own benefit, but keep it brief, keep it short. And then also you're going to get an auto reply, and the auto reply is going to say, hey, do you mind if we talk about this on the podcast? Because that is our preferred method of interacting with you, is just, your question is not unique. I guarantee that there is somebody else out there that's nodding their head. I guarantee that there are so many of you listening right now that have either heard the things that we talked about on this podcast from your partner. I don't love you. I'm not attracted to you. Or you have said that to your partner, or maybe you haven't said it to your partner, but you've been thinking it. So it's just really helpful to be guided by having you reach out to us and say, I really want you to talk about this. So we have some pretty cool stuff coming up. We have a couple interviews that we're really excited about. We're going to also find a specialist to talk about personality disorders. If one or both of you are experiencing that, that's not an area of expertise, but we would love to be able to give you that information.
Also, if you are a specialist on personality disorders and you're listening right now, give us a shout, because we'd like to talk to you.
Yeah. And then just a reminder, I was asking Zach how the sale of the book is going, and he said that the Kindle edition is up and rearing. So if you are just dying to hear all the dad jokes and all of the expertise that Zach has, I would check it out on Amazon.com. You go to the Marriage Therapy Journal by Zach Brittle, and the Kindle edition is just sitting there waiting for you to read it this weekend.
And I'm proud to announce I already have a 1-star review from a very nice lady who didn't like my font selection. So,
well, hopefully she liked your content, but yeah. I will also tell you that I did not care for your font selection in our emails, but maybe it's not your level of expertise.
Yeah, there we go. and the paperback should be coming out any minute. So keep an eye open for that too. It's going to be a cool book to have in your hands and to write in and to check out. And if you want to make sure that you're the first to know when the paperback is available, you can go to, what is it?
Relationship. Marriage Therapy Journal.
MarriageTherapyJournal.com. There we go.
Yeah. I'm so glad I know your website, Zach.
Yeah. Hey, and you're going to get one, right?
Of course I am. I already bought mine. Yeah, I was the one who gave you the 1-star review, Zach. Uh-oh. Just kidding. All right, let's be done. I have to go get my kids some lunch. All right, bye. Thanks so much for listening to this episode of Marriage Therapy Radio. If you are interested in reaching out to us, be sure to send us an email. Be brief, because I don't love to read long emails, but our email address is info@4better.us. It's info@4better.us. Thank you so much for all of your time and energy making your relationship better today than it was yesterday.